China and the Soviet Union. Could you summarize very briefly some of your impressions of this travel? Okay, go ahead.
The trip to China was exceptionally interesting. Since that trip, I have also had an opportunity to meet some of the young writers from China who came to visit in the United States this last spring. It is a very hopeful situation, I believe. Censorship and repression seem to be relaxed. Writers are excited about the possibilities open to them. They are eager and interested in what's happening in the rest of the world. To go there and to have them here was exhilarating. We found the young Chinese writers wonderful people, and I am myself hoping to return to China talk and meet more Chinese writers and try to establish even better relationships. I think that all of our experiences, the many writers who've gone over there to China, have been very positive ones. I can't say the same, I'm afraid, for my experience in the Soviet Union, where we found that writers still under considerable repression. It was difficult to get past the bureaucracy. It was difficult to know when you were being told the truth about anything, when you were just simply getting the party line. Of course, Russia itself is wonderful, and the people very, very warm and interesting, no problem there. But when you're dealing with officials, the situation seemed to me very bleak. I think we found a great deal of cultural interest going on, but it was hard to find it in the literary realm. We found it in theater, in music, in the plastic arts and so on, very exciting things. But in literature, it was very difficult to get anywhere. I hope this is going to change. I hope there will be a relaxation, and I hope they'll start letting some of their writers out of jail. That's the end of my response there.
Of these travels, do you have other types of artistic activities besides literature?
Yes, I do a great deal of photography, and am presently planning a book, well, two books really, one on architecture, and the other, a book of photographs called The Surface of the City, which will be entirely a book of photographs with, well, not entirely, there will be a little text, but it's largely photographic. So I've been working in photography now rather seriously for a while, and have begun to experiment between the relation, concerning the relation between fiction and photography. One of my last pieces was a piece of fiction which contained photographs, it's a performance piece which I have given in a couple places, but it's still in a very experimental stage.